So it'll be first and 10 for the Chinese on their own 39. And they start off with a running play. Quick trap to Nelson, another 40. Nelson splits a tackle, gets to the 45, 46-yard line. A nice run of 6 yards for Josh Nelson.
And the Johnnies had success running the football in the first half. Come back with that inside trap. Dan Cosell, right guard, pulling that time. He actually is a left guard, but lined up on the right side. Pulled, opened a big hole for Nelson. Johnnies open up the second half with a 7-yard gain.
Second down, we'll call it a short four. The ball spotted right at the Johnny 45-yard line. Durham points out the defense for his fellow line mates. PLU rushes three. Nelson gets the call again. Gets to the 48-yard line. Gain of three on the play. It'll set up third down and one. Tom Littleman, our man down on the sidelines. And Tom, did you get a chance to talk to any of the players there at the half, and what were their feelings?
Yeah, I actually did talk to Blake Elliott as he was going in. He was visibly frustrated. I think that St. John's not capitalized on the opportunities. I think everybody was a little let down by that. It's eerily familiar from the game that St. John's lost to PLU. They were down 9-3. So, I don't know. I guess there's a sense of urgency within the players right now.
Third down and one. The ball at the Johnny 48. Keating will hand it off and Nelson on the carry, and he did not even get close to first down yardage. Got back to the line of scrimmage, but fourth down now, and it looks like punt time for the Johnnies.
What's that time for PLU? Johnnies have been running left into that bubble that PLU has had. An adjustment by the PLU defense as they blitz into that bubble that time. They're at the line of scrimmage to meet Nelson, drive him back. Ryan Keating would like the ball measured. John Gilardi, too, Jim Gilardi. They want to see how far they have to go, but no measurement coming. St. John's going to stay out on the field as if to go for it.
Clock ticking down now at 8:07. Keating leads the team up the line. He's going to sneak it, and he got hit, and he stretches out, but I don't think he got it, Brian.
No, he's short, Mark. He was hit at the line of scrimmage, driven back. So
give credit to McGann, again, the linebacker, filling the hole, making the play. He also got some help from Jason Benny. Tom, that a very interesting call that the Johnnies would go for it in their own territory, nursing a 7-0 lead.
I think we were just talking about the sense of urgency. St. John's knows they need to make something positive happen early in the second half. PLU seemed to gain a little bit of momentum there going into the halftime, and St. John's really wants to squelch that and come out strong.
Johnnies were 1-for-2 on fourth down. They went for it here, and they're looking very closely. First down, Johnnies. They made it. Barely.
Wow. And a good job by Ryan Keating, fighting, and extending that ball. And I think extending that ball helped because the official coming in, the wing officials coming in from the side, gave them that full extension of the ball, and they get it by a whisker.
12:25 left to go. Johnnies with their first down of the second half, their 13th in this game. Keating, quick pass in the flat. With a catch is Gibson. Spins away from a tackler, gets to the 50, gets into loot territory at the 48, carries tacklers to the 47-yard line before he is pushed out of bounds. Some of the Johnny fans feeling that there was a late hit or two and they were tackling out of bounds. Blute's just playing aggressive, hard football. Helfenstein, the defensive lineman, got out there and he made the initial hit. So it'll be second down. We'll call it 7 from the 48 of the Lutes. Riegelman, Radel, two wide receivers left, Gibson and Elliott wide right. One back of the backfield is Nelson. Keating, three-step drop, looking left, he's got a man. Randall with a catch at the 35. Randall at the 30, cuts back across the field. Randall turns up field inside the 30. Hotter speed at the 25-yard line and down to the 22. Big play for the Johnnies, and a game we'll call it 25.
And an excellent play by Keating. Randall open right away on that quick slant. Randall catches the ball upfield, and then he has the ball outside the hash in front of the St. John's bench, and he makes his way forward and across field at the same time, picking up blockers as he runs. He was really one block away from going all the way.
And it was interesting that he cut back way across the field. That only brought more loot tacklers into the play. First and 10 at the 23. Nelson to carry down to the 20. Just running right up the middle and making the tackle that time. Brian Folker, reserve defensive lineman on the field for the Lutes, able to make the stop. But it'll be second down and 7, the ball in the 20.
And the Johnnies again use that trap play, and again for good first down yardage. Now, the thing with the running game is it isn't as exciting as a passing game. You don't get in the end zone quite as quick. But remember, keeping the Lute offense off the field is very important in this ball game. Good to see the running game used effectively.
10:50 left to go. It'll be second and 7 from the 20. Hand off here. Running to his left is Nelson. Lutesville, he turned it inside. He gets down to the 19. Give Josh Nelson a lot of credit. He tried to take it outside. Devin Pierce came up, turned him inside, back into linebacker Ryan Board's pursuit. But Nelson able to gain a yard there.
Right, and it was good vision by Nelson because that play designed to go to the outside. It's a handoff from Keating to Nelson, but a wide sweep play. Nelson reads that the defense is going to be holding the perimeter strong, so he cuts it upfield and gets a yard or two.
Three wide receivers left, one to the right, and it is third down and 5 on the 19. Keating back to pass. Steps up in the pocket, throws. Gibson with a catch at the 11. First down, Johnnies. And they convert unofficially on their first third down of the day here in the third quarter with 10 minutes to play.
And unfortunate, one of the few times Ryan Keating has been off target with the pass, you can see how hot he is because he's off target. He still hits the receiver, but had he been able to hit Gibson in stride, Gibson, the defense had gone way back with the receivers running the deep routes. Gibson was open underneath. He could have gotten more yards after the catch had that ball hit him in stride.
Wide receivers to each side, first and 10 from the 11. Option, right side, Keating to pitch. Nelson with the reception. Nelson inside the 10, out of bounds at about the 9, maybe the 8. Lutz did a nice job stringing that out. Berghoff coming up to fill.
They did, and you tense up a little bit as St. John's runs the option because in the second quarter, Pacific Lutheran really played the option well. It hit Keating several times, forced bad pitches. That time the Johnnies look a little sharper on the option play. It's a speed option, no dive fake. Blockers on the perimeter. They get the Lutz chopped. Nelson gets 2 or 3 yards around the right end.
So it'll be second and 7. The ball spotted at the loot 8. Johnny's trying to add to his 7-0 lead. Gibson comes in motion right to left. Keating to pass. He's hit. Dunks it out there to Nelson. He's inside the 5. Down to the 2. As he was going down, he just let it fly, and Nelson was there with a nice game.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar would be proud of Ryan Keating on that one. A little baby hook pass as he flicked it. He was getting hit. Saw Nelson. Nelson is and Radel both are outstanding hands for running backs, and they're always on the spot when Keating needs them most as that last safety valve type receiver. Keating is often able to find them. That time, the little sky hook, Nelson gets it, puts his head down, gets inside the 5 to the 2.
Third down again for the Johnnies, 3rd and 1. The ball spotted at the 3. Split back to the backfield. Schmitz and Nelson. Keating, 2-step drop, pump fake, rolling left now. He's under pressure. Gets away from Board, the linebacker. Watch the throw, gets hit, and dropped back at the 11-yard line. Let's bring Tom Linneman in here on that play. And, Tom, sometimes Ryan, he does a lot of great things, but sometimes he holds onto the ball just a little too long.
Yeah, I think that's typical of a guy who's making his first year starting. Sometimes, you know, he tries to do too much. There's a situation where he was cocking, ready to throw to Blake, and I'm not really sure why he didn't. He must have seen somebody in front of him, but there's a situation where you got to throw the ball away, at least protect some of the yardage, and that'll come with him playing more.
Field goal time for the Johnnies, a 28-yarder for Keller, the good snap. Black puts it down, and the kick is up, and the kick looks good, and it is good. 10-0 Johnnies, 8:21 to play in the third. We'll take a break. You're listening to Johnny's Football on Spirit 93.